Pinkerton man says Frank is guilty. Atlanta, Georgian Monday, May 26, 1913. Pencil factory owners told him not to shield superintendent, Scott declares. Harry Scott, assistant superintendent of the Pinkertons, announced Monday his belief that Leo M. Frank was responsible for the slaying of 14-year-old Mary Fagan, April 26. He added that his agency had been working on this theory from the time its services were engaged by officials of the National Pencil Company, 2 days after the crime. Scott previously had said the Pinkertons were on the case to find the guilty man, even though it might be Frank. His latest statement is believed to have been prompted by the attack on the Pinkertons by Colonel Thomas B. Felder. Mr. Scott declared he not only believed Frank responsible for the killing, but that he proposed to lay his evidence before the court and assist in the prosecution of the factory superintendent. He is in possession, he said, of considerable evidence which has not been made public. Soon after the investigation was undertaken, Scott says he went to the men employing him and asked if he was supposed to protect Frank. He said if he was, he would have to throw up the job. He was told, he said, that he had been engaged to find the guilty man, whoever he might be. It was on this assurance the Pinkertons continued the investigation, according to Scott.